No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, third hour? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school to new school way on this, I don't even know if you can call it gloomy, a little bit cooler day. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andermatt / Old Cheney, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A little rapid intro there so we can get down to business. If you can see it up here, this is a staple in Jim Harbaugh offense here, and we'll do red since we're in on the Nebraska, right? So what you have to look at it, just a basic formation. It's neat. There's three things that'll let you know it's going to be passed. Mm-hmm. Number one, the distance between the offensive tackle right here, right? And these two receivers, right? They're trying to draw your attention. These two receivers took what? One, two, three guys out of this box here. The second one, this is how you watch these games, right? This gives you tips. Offense tells on themselves. They can't keep their mouth shut, right?
Let's pause there real quickly. Why are they not better at disguising? Why are they trying to cheat like this when it gives something away?
Because people are lazy. And they figure that they could do it anyways.
Ah.
Right? Which they had been able to do.
Okay.
Yeah. What we're talking about now.
Okay.
Another thing. Another tip is not always 100%. And this is every tip is not always 100%, but once you get over to 75%, there you go. The depth of the running back right here. Look how much deeper he is. He's almost, Underwood has a staggered stance. So he's almost a yard and a half, 2 yards, for sure, a full yard behind Underwood right now. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. There you go. There's three tips.
Sorry. One more pause. Did you see the stats from Notre Dame A&M?
No.
Every time CJ Carr stood straight up, it was a run play. Every time he had bent knees, it was pass play.
Yeah, guys.
As a quarterback, come on.
Yeah, they'll do it. I mean, that's you could also, I think the OC Umanura got a tip on Tom Brady in one of the Super Bowls, and it paid off. I mean, the greats do it. The greats do it, and the greats hide it, and the greats are just probably sometimes so great, can't do it. Other thing is, they have one tight end in the game. That means he's probably the blocking tight end. This is number 80 down here. They have a big guy, an extra offensive lineman here. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you think about it, if they were going to pass, the offensive right or the tight end is not going out the pass. So essentially, I think this is number 80 here at the bottom. He's not a passing threat. So why I think it's a run, or me personally would think it's a run, knowing that, these two receivers are so out wide, they'll be running into each other if they went vertical. That means that really, to be honest with you, these two guys or whatever two guys you deem could cover them. You know what I'm saying? So, and then it gives you more flexibility. So to me, it's automatic. We just call army run or whatever you want to do it. So that's the first tip. And now you'll see it next. when they go to the next frame, they bring number 80 in motion. There he is. He motions across the formation. This is just dummy format, dummy motion to see what you're going to do. Right? But they already told you they're in zone. So the reason why they're motion is to make his job easier. That's number 19 Underwood. So that you can, so he can make his read, man or zone. So it's, I mean, it's good schematic, you know, or a scheme for the offensive coordinator to make it an easier read for a freshman quarterback. And then they come right back to the third frame. And this is the old Michigan play right here. This DP was here. This is the old kind of counter tray. Essentially, they are RPOing off of this guy right here. They're reading him. But this is a probably 100% run. I mean, a conventional run.
Right. I mean, if you look at the top of the screen, you got 3 for 3. There's not a numbers advantage for you there. And everyone seems like they're in their assignment early on.
They're reading whether this guy goes right down the line, then it would be pull, and then it would be 3 on 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And they feel like he's a better athlete than any of these guys over here.
Because then you're waiting for one of those stack linebackers
to get outside,
to get to the quarterback, sort through the water.
Right. And that's and they've got to read this mesh here and then get out there on a superb athlete. But he's pausing a little bit. Pause, right? So that's they're running a counter tray. But I'm going to show you how you win right here when you have a light box or you don't have numbers, right? Okay. And also the caveat to this play, the quarterback could have pulled it, and then they're running a little bit of a kind of a smoke screen out here just in case. He could have pulled it and say the linebacker had a really good, say he was in a dog blitz on the outside and he was coming, then he would just throw it out there again. He just replaced it. Now you're going 2 on 2, 3 on 3. But they're running it right here. So when you, this initial play right here, this is the running back right here. And
behind one guy, two guys of his.
A kick out block here by one, the first puller. Then you got a guy right here coming up in the hole, right? Okay. A really good job by these two linebackers. Right now, you would think these two are doing the ultimate sin at linebacker, following each other in the darkness. Okay. We're not in the gang fight yet, right? Okay. But look how we'll see it when we get the behind view. The reason why they're there, because I think it's number 40 or 14, did an excellent job. And he did something that you have to do in order to win this Michigan game. And that's do your job and then go play football and make a play and be okay with making plays that don't show up sometime in the stat sheet. Now he did, he did a triple crown, did his job, played football and got a stat. I mean, that's an excellent job here. The next one here, this is just from the behind view, right? I think this is one of the best ways to look at it because you get to see tendencies. You can read stances, right? You can see it right here where you talked about CJ Carr. It's not the same thing because this is a tight end. Okay, whether he's moving or, excuse me, whether you look at feet, right? You look at the stance width here. You look at, we'll call these the Cardi B's, right? you got to look at all that because you need all the tips you can get, right? And now this is easy, right? But if I'm a linebacker here, I might not be able to see this.
Yeah, it's hard straight on to tell depth.
So this is where you have to have a chatty defense, right? When we're all watching tape, we're looking for all those different tips that I just talked about, right? And then now when you get into the game, especially on the road, the communication has to go from back to front and front to back, meaning from these guys to the second level, back to the front. Everybody has to know what to do. That's why these two guys, I know it's a lot of drawing, make a defense go. Right, that's why they got to be excellent communicators, and that's why the leadership skills are at utmost. So this is
one quick question before you move on to that next frame. Left tackle,
yeah,
seems pretty upright. Maybe it's just when you caught the freeze frame.
That's when you pause it, and that doesn't matter because.
But is that either a tell that he's a puller or it's a pass set?
Actually a good player here. You're talking about
71.
It's a good question here. He's pretty savvy. Some guys will line up like it's pass protection and good enough athletes now to get on the run.
Gotcha.
So in this case, he hadn't gotten in his stance yet. And I looked for if there was, he has pretty good footwork.
Gotcha.
He's probably the last holdover to the last of the true Joe Moore winning tradition of winning it 3 or 4 years in a row. So this is the back view here, right? This is just guys right here. right? Now look at this right here. When you free, this is actually pretty cool right here, right? Because they're 19. The quarterback Underwood is reading. Whoops, sorry. Hold on.
There we go. We're getting it.
He's reading this guy here. Now it shows really versus the other angle. Okay. He's kind of, he's already a little bit too upfield, right? He's not crashing down on the butt of 71. And I think it's cool also, right? You had a little bit of movement, right? You had the original defensive tackle here. He's going in there, right? So now 54, I think it's 54, and this is the extra tight end, 77. This is the worst spot to be in, Austin. They got angles on you. Mm. There's a linebacker here, right? But the good things that they do, they've done, both of these guys, look at their shoulders, both of them square.
Square to the line of scrimmage, square to the running back.
And actually, since they're not coming right at you and they're coming from, you're actually harder to block. I don't know why. I've never figured out why, but it is. Whenever I did this, it never got ear hold. I mean, obviously you got to fight it to get over plays, but it really works out well. So this is really cool to see the anatomy of a play, right? Because Michigan's figuring like, okay, we got to win here, right? Now we should win here, right? And you got two pullers. The first puller, when he comes, this is number 55, who is a started season as a backup, but their starting guard, number 68, got hurt against Oklahoma. 55 is in here. This is his first time starting. He's supposed to be coming down here, kicking him out. Okay, whatever. First color he's hitting. So it could be one of these two. And then 71 is the cleanup guy. And they would like to hit this thing right up on the Big Ten logo.
Okay. That,
when they get it, right? It's the old Vince Lombardi, a seal here, we're going right up the alley.
So pretty much that just turns into an off-tackle sort of counter.
Right.
No, they don't want it stretched out to the sideline or off at the tight end. They want it pretty much off-tackle.
Yeah, because generally in a regular formation, if 80 would have stayed out here, you have a corner.
Yeah.
Right. So you want to hit it in between those two in the alignment. But they moved them over. Now they know it's zone. Now it's going to be a little bit tighter. Now, if they wanted to and they really sprung, they could outrun them to the sideline. But let's not forget, this is your free hitter, the safety, right? But here's what, this is the guy that made the play. I remember I said it was either 14 or 45 or whatever. This is him. Look what he's doing right here. They were outnumbered like a half a frame ago.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What did he do? He knows he's getting some heat. Right? 55 is going to kick out his buddy here. He knows right now. I've been in this position. Okay. You talking about going to deep water? You know you're going to face a 300-pounder coming around the corner. But what he did was, this is called being a good teammate and an excellent football player. You're knocking off blockers. Look at his feet. Look at 77 feet. Look at that. No power. This guy right here made the play. He's knocking him off so then he can't get up to his partner in crime. Right? Remember when I said we had two guys running in the darkness?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's because homeboy turned on the lights and blew the whole thing up.
So essentially he chipped the offensive player.
Right. But most guys, because they always like to raise their hand and say, hey, I did my job. We'll let this guy go up, ear hole Austin, and then he takes on him and then watch the guy run up the sideline. Then you go to the sideline and they were like, I did my job. Well, that's great. He still scored. But this is how you stop guys when you might have a what's called a light box.
Right. Well, like you said, Michigan half a frame ago had the numbers advanced. Drew it up how they wanted it. It worked
out. They got,
out
they got everything that they wanted. This guy is focused on 19. He's shuffling.
He cleared three guys out on the other side of the field anyway.
You got that. So you got four guys eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you got the numbers advantage. And I just told you, you have the angle advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But a really good job there by, I think it's number 14. Watch this now. Now look at the frame. Look at 22. Now I will tell you this. The running back coach is saying, you know what, you need to cut that right back up into the umpire. But things happen fast.
But
right?
Then that's still setting up the one-on-one with the safety. But his read is to the outside.
His read is up through here.
Yeah.
Generally. But he should have maybe hit it back. But look, this guy might have made a tackle. But either way, he kept it front side. Look what they also did. They made this guy whiff. Okay. Nobody, right? Now it's a little corner. He breaking ankles. You can't see number 14, but he is right here. And then look at number 77 here. Let's highlight this guy. Nobody to block. This is the free hitter, probably, let me see, 5, 10, 12 yards away. That's not his block. He's supposed to hit that linebacker, right? Like that just that's getting right here.
It's so trying to come across.
They're double teaming one guy. That's a no-no. Mm. It's a win for the defense and no-no for the offense. So that's how you stop that play. And then that's essentially how you win that. And that's where I always say Michigan's offensive line. I'm going to tell you the one thing, my tip is they still run the same. They still are a decent offensive line. They play high. They're not as athletic, and they don't have the continuity that they had. And that's because they had worked and guys came back year after year, so that that is to be expected. You went to Joe Moore year 1, 2, 3, you expect that's just kind of rinse and repeat. And anybody, they were bringing in guys that were all conference off the when broke his leg, and then the guy came in and he was really good too. Mm-hmm. They don't have that right now. They're a little thin. So that's how you see Central Michigan here. And you saw this all first quarter, all the first part of the second quarter. Any type of play, whether it's just basic inside outside zone, they were able to withstand Michigan in their power run, conventional power run game.
By playing football. Well, let's get it back just from the offensive perspective here for the running back. Is that a daily sort of cut? Is that a normal football play to make that cut? Is that kind of a next level like Blake Corum, Donovan Edwards thing?
Obviously, because they have been in this offense. You got to think.
Haynes is a transfer.
Justice Haynes just came. He's having a good year. He's got almost 400 yards in three games.
Mm-hmm.
He just got there from Alabama, let's just say in February. So he's not, he's just getting into the – he doesn't know it. Blake Corum and Edwards, they've been in that. It looked like they were for like five years.
Yeah.
And, that would be a big-time cut.
That's like a 301 cut, not a 101 cut.
Yeah. It would be a big time cut, considering you don't run a play expecting 77 to get knocked off or chipped and whiff.
Gotcha.
That's not how you practice it.
No.
Now, this is just takes a little bit of vision. I'm sure his running back coach, the former running back coach from Ohio State, is probably telling him, Larry, you need to hit that if you want to be
next
the guy.
Level.
Yeah, next level. So
gotcha.
We'll see. Whoops. So the next frame here is what I called levels passing
game. Yeah.
Right? Or this might be another. This is their conventional run game. So we'll get to this a little bit faster. Right? So they're in tight formation. Right? Oh, no. This is the level passing game. This is number one. Transfer from Indiana. He's about 6'4", about 215, 210. He's having a decent year.
Donovan McCauley.
Right? And then they have a little move receiver, number 0. He should be in middle school football. Okay, little squatty dude, right? And then you got him in the dot. That's right behind the center, right? Now this is a pistol formation. He's a dot. That means he's an I-back. So there is some sort of run, but a tight formation with a quarterback like this is going to be probably most likely inside-outside run, depending where the initial action goes. And the initial action goes is where he initially goes, either right or to the left, inside-outside zone.
Mm.
That'll let you know whether it's run or pass, because you're not going to run to the offensive right side, because you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? If it's anything, it's going to go to the left.
versus you there. I mean, maybe you count the center, but if you don't count the center, if you're going just on the center's right side,
well,
you only
got
center.
Four. You count, okay. You, okay, if you want
so
to
that's
count,
five on five.
Yeah.
At best.
At best. And that's a
at best.
At best. Right. So now we're going to go to the next frame, right? You guys, you got kind of a little bit of, again, a lot of motion, and it's going to be seeing what you're in, right? If one of these guys are running with him, then you know it's in man, all right? He's going to go right back to it, right? Nobody moved. You see that? Nobody really moved, okay? There's no motion here, right? Nobody moved, or they're waiting to pass him off, but they got this guy here, okay? All eyes on the quarterback, looks like it's zone. Either way, it's man. They do themselves a favor because they're in a tight formation here. I mean, tight alignment here, tight alignment here, tight alignment here. They're easy to find, especially if you play zone. And some teams might come out in man, and then if they come out in tight formation, they'll check it to zone, vice versa. That's just, you know, by game plan. Okay, so the next frame here, this is the pass play. This is great. This is really good to see right here, right? So they run fake to the offense's right. Shouldn't fool anybody. So this is essentially whatever you want to call a bootleg or whatever. I call it levels by where it's going to end, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the running back. He's out of here, right? There's no way you can look over here and throw back.
Because Underwood's rolling to his left right now.
Rolling to his left, which is not normally what you want to do. Okay.
Because you're throwing back across your body.
But that tells you what type of athlete he is. When I talk about levels, you want a guy short, medium, long. Okay. Here comes your short guy, right? He started in the formation. He's going to run out here.
Was that the motion guy that they sent back the other way?
Yep. And then here's the little tight end right here. He's going to be the emergency guy. We'll get that to the next one. Okay. So, and then here comes the tight formation of number one. You can see him right here. Okay. No, there's no way in the world they're going to have them go for a tight formation unless it's Marvin Harrison. Trust me, I did this that he's going to be the deep over. That's called essentially the Colt route.
Gotcha.
But he's not. He's going to the medium. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this guy's going to run kind of a, we used to call it a snake seven. Right. He's just going to read out here. He's reading this guy, this guy. He's just whatever he wants. He's running essentially a choice route and wherever he's just got to make the right decision. Okay. And then if everybody covers it up, you have an emergency outlet, which we'll see next. So this is what you're going to see a lot. And they do this over and over and over from different formations. And when you have an athletic quarterback like this, now the reason why you roll him out opposite to his left, throwing across his body, because he's so athletic, he's able actually to get a lot. Look at this space here. He's not under any pressure. No. You know what I'm saying?
He's basically got 10 yards to his right and no one coming downhill in his face.
Right. So this is a clear picture. What you want with young quarterbacks, you want to create a clear picture for them to, you know, throw the ball. And this is the flat route, right? He could take that right there easy. Completion percentage, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. Okay. Here comes the deep over. This is your middle right here. And where do you think he's going? And I will tell you, this guy here, he needed to run this thing out here.
That's what I was just going to ask. Based on his angle, it looks like he's already pretty turned toward the sideline. And that's why that deep safety outside the hash is starting to crash down.
He's able to hold it. You want to get his attention.
Pull him back so you hit that
right. Because you want to have almost like 10 yards in between. So right here, that's about 11.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
And another 11. That's what when we when I defensed it or went against it, Vic Fangio used to always talk about that. You got to know where they're trying to go, when they're trying to go it, or where they're trying to go, why they're doing it, and what's the concept behind it. So the outside receiver cut it off a little bit too short, maybe cost himself some money, right? As far as it, we used to call touchdowns money, right? So now that's what you get it, right? And then here's also the sneaky guy right here, right? He sealed, this is the tight end. He sealed the end. So look at him, kind of like blocked him down. And now he's the emergency outlet in case this guy's covered down and these guys are able to kind of exchange these two. Mm-hmm. If that's not what happened, but.
Well, if nothing else, I mean, he's either there essentially just boxing the guy out. You know, right. hit me in my numbers, I'll fall down, so be it. But the other thing he can do, Jay, with a guy like Underwood, is he can get in the way of that guy and create a one-on-one.
Yeah, he will. Well, you're going to now put a catch 22 on this guy.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something. I got to go back here. This guy right here, this is funny thing, Austin. This guy, I think he's coming out of the second level, linebacker here. Here, I'll get this a little clearer. So this guy here, coming out of the second level, he didn't even see this dude.
Whoop.
Because his main focus is trying to decide whether to pull up the quarterback, stay in zone, or look for work.
Ah. He's not.
So we'll see here, right here. So now the next one. Is there a next one?
Yeah, no, that was it.
Yeah, so that's this ball actually went to this deep over right here. That's who got the ball, and he caught it about right here. Now, later in the game, all right, get all these back here. Later in the game, they ran the same route, actually to the same, going the same way against, you know, this about the same kind of, you know, this or same yardage marker. This guy caught a touchdown. So, I mean, it really just comes down to understanding their concepts, what they're trying to do, when they're trying to do it. Now, it's going to be a big thing to stop the run. Their big runs came on a little bit of outside zone, quarterback run, some called, some off schedule. He runs right away after you take away his first read. That's at least what he did the last two games.
Is that something you can improve on in three games, to where you sit and wait for the second read, or is that who he is?
He's made consistent improvement every single week. So that's what they're probably – the same things we're talking about, their coaches, I'm assuming they're talking to him about it. But their passing game can't expand as much as his play, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
They got the playbook. They got the concepts.
Right. They're talking to him about touch. He's throwing a fastball, whether you're 50 yards down the field or 5 yards down the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to probably play to his strength, especially on the road. So expect some run game. Expect some either called or off-schedule run game, flat routes, quick routes, all that stuff to get him some confidence.
Well, and then maybe a deep route or two to show off the arm.
Right, if they start to get some success. Now, they started this game off essentially like Cincinnati did against us, blind nine route into double coverage. They did. I'm dead serious.
Now
they didn't intercept it, but it also lets you know, because he had an interception later on in the game, he will throw, I call it chuck and duck. Okay, well, I'm running, you know, play action, I got a deep over, I told you I'm gonna throw it to you, you know pre-snap, that's where it's going. That's where Nebraska can take advantage of it and really, you know, get a lot of turnovers and then really put them in a pinch to where they have to drop back and throw the ball and then open up a playbook that they don't want to right now.
Yeah.
They want to play on schedule like we've seen, and they want to be on time, low penalties, high percentage, take a couple shots when they have to, third, five or six, they say first reads there and you see man, I'll let a player, we'll see you in the streets.
John Butler talked about that on, was that just yesterday? Yeah, it was just yesterday, yeah. About how Nebraska has to earn the right to do that, to open up its own playbook against the freshman quarterback who's not just going to walk into Memorial Stadium rattled.
No, the one thing,
you know, Nebraska's got to win. John Butler said, you know, don't let him just always have first and 10, second and five. Then it gets easier. The clear picture, like you're talking about.
The first play, you do your job and then you do something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a physical game. This is a game where you got to be able to like touch everybody. This is a game where you want to muddy the waters and I want not dirty and like you're going to hurt somebody, but dirty in the sense of you want to get more. You know, Michigan doesn't seem like they want to get as grimy as they used to want to get.
Right.
So make this game a grime. Don't make this a clean game where they can come off and tee off on our linebackers and get up to our third level, and then the safety's got to come out of their you know, their deep third and make a tackle 15 yards, make it to where, you know, they got clean shots where they can come down and lay the boom. And mm-hmm. and that's how you take their confidence. Their defense will try to, Michigan's defense will try to keep them in the game early. But I think the more times that you show them that they cannot run the ball, and if they do run the ball, it has to be an extraordinary effort.
Yeah.
You own the pace of the game. And that gives you more, like, you know, more opportunities on offense. And that's how you easily win this game. It's the, you can win a game like this easily, but the, but win by
simply, if not easily.
Simply. Yeah. Simply is better slash easily and only win by like 6, 8, 9 points.
Yeah.
But it never be out of, you know what I'm saying?
You're in control. You're in control. Feel good about it.
Right. Yeah. And so, anyways, that's Whiteboard Wednesday. Obviously, they have a little bit more than that, but these are the two things that they'll make. This is all.
It's bread and butter.
Yeah. This is Jim Harbaugh trying to replicate it, but it's not.
Being, not replicating.
Yeah, it's not replicating. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Back to old school with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, second segment. A little short one since we went a little long on Whiteboard Wednesdays. We gotta start getting that. Maybe we'll do it on Tuesday.
That's for good reason, though. That's good stuff.
Maybe I'll start doing it on Tuesday while you're doing other stuff.
We can do both.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, it probably needs to be a little bit more.
A Nebraska whiteboard and an opponent whiteboard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, look, it's a game, you know, we talked about. I mean, Nebraska just got – the good thing about it is you don't have to go – it's not like one of those games where you have to go – and you have to play like Vanderbilt did against like Alabama and have the game of your life. Everything's got to go right.
Right.
I mean, even in the game we talked about when Adrian went off, you know, you got to just got to hit big plays after big plays. And you know, we were able to hit some. You know, I think Nebraska can win this game, you know, four or five different ways. I'm sure Michigan's thinking the same thing. So it's two teams. I mean, is there really a big difference between Michigan and Nebraska right now? You know, Michigan's ranked 23?
Yeah, top
yeah,
0.5, somewhere yeah. borderline. Yeah.
So you're trying to tell me that there's not a big difference between not only Michigan or any other team that's, you know, on the cusp of getting becoming ranked. And so when you get off the bus Saturday afternoon, you know you're going to be in, you know, and for a good game, and, you know, you just got to go earn it.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity. I was talking with Evan about it, the piece that he put out. Nebraska, what was it? It's faced, like, if you just look at the numbers, 1 through 25, Nebraska's faced 16 of the top 25 in terms of rank.
Yeah.
We're not asking Nebraska to pull an upset off of national champion Michigan, like we saw come to Lincoln in 2023.
Yeah.
Different challenge. Same program, different team. And that's important, where Nebraska has its issues, Michigan has its issues. Nebraska has its strengths, Michigan has its strengths. And that's what you should want out of matchups like these. You don't want them to be one-sided. And you've said this before, it's not going to be easy for Nebraska. You shouldn't want it to be easy, but you have your best chance against the Michigan team just on paper, just looking in from the outside perspective, that you've had in a decade.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great time to, you know, knock out a whole bunch of stuff. You know, it's like, you know, become four, you know, get 4-0 or become 4-0 looking at after a bye week, showing the maturity to complete the, I call it completing the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the bye week, then you reset, come out of the bye week, another winnable game. I mean, this is all like, it all kind of sets up for the first part of the domino. And then you get to knock out a blue blood, which Michigan is, both in the Big Ten and nationally. And then you get to, you know, beat a ranked team on top of all the, you know, incremental improvements that you made. So, I mean, I think it kind of, it validates it going, you know, going up the ladder and down. So it's a big opportunity. But then also, I think you don't want to say Michigan gets up 14-6 or something, and you're in the second quarter. You know, don't overthink this game. Then you're like, oh,
game plan's out the window.
Game plan's out the window. Here we go, same old Nebraska, and just ready to, you know, take your, you know, your Valentinos or Runza and go home. This is a game that you got to dig in, and you got to be invested.
That's where I go back to Illinois last year. You know, I think it's very similar. NFL talent on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
But Nebraska has NFL talent on offense now. I think we can say that legitimately, multiple positions for the first time in far too long. trust your good players to make plays. Well, I think Dana Holgorsen's experience in these moments will be key as well. I mean, he's taken better teams than this Nebraska team to higher heights. He's faced better teams than this Michigan team. I don't think Dana Holgorsen's the type of guy to lose his head and say, oh, well, we're down by even 10 points. Game plan's got to go out the window. You might see the sense of urgency pick up. You might see a little bit change on the margins, but it's not going to be scrap everything.
No, he's coaching big games before. He's as a head coach and as a coordinator, so he's very comfortable in these situations. And he wants to, you know, do what he needs to do. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. And here's the thing about it. I want everybody to listen about adjustments. We got to make sure that everybody's listening. Let me get on this text line since I had to get my other computer out to give you guys a little bit of knowledge. We call it ism. Right. Here's the deal about adjustments. Okay. I know certain media members always just wait for the first two series after the halftime and start talking about adjustments. That's not how it goes. That's not how it will ever go.
How does it go?
Listen, halftime is 10 minutes. Okay. I think high school teams have longer halftimes. Okay. It's 10 minutes. Okay. The first 2 minutes, you're waiting for everybody to get in the locker room. Then it's a mad dash to the bathroom because you're hydrated and all that. So that's 2 minutes. So now you're down to, let's just say it's 12 minutes. You're down to 8 minutes. Okay. Cause you got to go back out to the field. So you're down to 8 minutes. So then you're trying to, if you got an ailment, you got all that. You're trying to talk to your linebacker coach. You're trying to do all this other stuff in the coaches meeting, all that. There's a very little time at halftime to make adjustments. You know, when you make adjustments on the move. You make adjustments play to play, series to series.
When you get back on the sideline after
sideline
a series.
Is when you get on the sideline, in between quarters, TV timeouts. That's why communication is so key. You do make adjustments at halftime. You'll go. What you also do is at halftime, you go over like, okay. This is what we game plan for out of this formation. This held true, or this is the little extra that they put, or the little, you know, off speed pitch that they put onto it. So be aware for that. But they might come back to what they do at 80%. There ain't any adjustments in there.
You left out the most important parts.
What?
The orange slices and singing Kumbaya.
You might crank up the music a little bit, get some orange slices and get you hydration on, or whatever they eat in there. But if you think they're going in there and like recreating an offense, you crazy. You crazy.
Not happening.
No, I laugh when people say that. Now, they do make adjustments. Let's be honest. But people think that's the only time you make adjustments, it's constant adjustments. During a series, you'll make an adjustment because whoever's up there might see something and they're up there constantly taking notes and say, okay. This, and this, and call down even while one play is going on and say they're going to come back to whatever play. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's where you got to be in it. You got to be exhausted after a game, mentally in it,
physically, emotionally.
Because when I come off the field, the guys that you're in, like Ben Butenbach, they watch and you're just verifying the information. And then you're adjusting this stuff. Oh, yeah, you know, this guy, you know what? You know, he doesn't run as hard as we can take a little bit of chances. You know, we can do this. Quarterback ain't coming off his first or second read. We're going to start, you know, all that type of stuff.
You know Ben Butenbach will get you adjusted.
Yeah, he will. This is Mr. Backbreaker. hey, his wife tough as nails too, man. Hey.
Mrs. Backbreaker.
Hey, Megan is she tightened me up a couple times. I walked in there, thought I was about to get adjusted, and she was waiting for me. I got a bone to pick with you. You got me a check. But,
someone has to.
You know, so it's going to come down to adjustments. It'll come down to, like, you know, sneaky, like, I guess you can call them adjustments or, you know, caveats you can put on the plays and something that you just, you know, maybe put in specifically for said team. But really, it's going to come down to the players being able to communicate and make adjustments, because you can make an adjustment outside of the coaches. And I'm saying this, and I want everybody to listen. I remember when Nebraska went up to Ohio State. I would never forget this. Watching on TV, Ohio State ran flat seven cut down the field from 120 to the other. At some point in time, we can't lock it up because I can't get through the trash to get to the flat. We have to switch, or we need to bring over, and we, you know, sometimes you can run triangle or doing whatever. You could kind of a little bit of a catch technique. That's when you say, you could call 11 robber all you want. We're going to make this work, because I'm going to tell you, I have not played for one coach that has said after you made adjustments and it worked out and you told him why, because it's everybody's in there to win, that he's like, well, never playing you again.
What was that? Aaron Glenn and Vic's cover eight in the red zone or whatever?
Exactly. Now they're both, the Vic's the D coordinator. Guarantee AG is not running cover eight red zone. But that's what you do sometimes, man. I mean, it's you got, when you out there in the game, it's survival. We have got to get the job done. I do not care how it looks like. We'll dress it up later. Mm-hmm. And I remember they're hearing this story about Lawrence Taylor. They were playing at that time, the St. Louis Cardinals. And I think they had like Neil Lomax and all them dudes, Lewis Sharp. They were good. They were talented. Bill Belichick, I think, or Bill Parcells put in this defense where Lawrence Taylor, if there was a slot to his side, he was blitzing or he was covering in 3-4. Because that time they didn't run a lot of nickel. They just, you know, obviously had Lawrence Taylor. You can do whatever you want. Lawrence Taylor didn't pay attention. I don't know if he went out or whatever. Well, the first time he came out in the slot, whether they motioned or shifted to it, he blitzed, got a sack, right? Ended the series. Comes over there. They said Belichick drew it up. Lawrence, you're supposed to drop. Said he got it. Couple series later, same thing. He blitzed. This time, got a sack, forced fumble, recovered it, got a touchdown. Bill Parcells says, dummy, you better put that blitz in. Hey, sometimes it can be created out of chaos.
Or Lawrence Taylor being Lawrence Taylor also helps matters.
Hey, man. You'll see the highlights this weekend of 95 when we got the safety, okay, against the Danny Warfel. I think it was Danny Warfel, whoever was back there. That was a bust.
Hello.
But it worked out like a champion.
That's the important part.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. You know, I won't even tell anybody that I think when I got the touchdown, I think somebody dropped to the wrong hook zone.
Hello.
Which you got
to
make
Did
up
you
for.
Care to shout him out? To yeah,
me. I went the wrong way, but I got back to the other one, and then I got it. Touchdown. Great coverage.
Easy work.
Yeah, man. Steeler weak. I ran Panther strong. Anyways, we're going to go strong into the break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Back to old school with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Foreman, Austin Orman, quick segment. Austin, very rarely do you get national media personality news happening.
Indeed.
Molly Quorum said, I'm out of here.
Woo!
Just send an email. You know, a fax.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you check your fax? No, what was it? I'm not coming to work today.
I ain't going to be here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
CBS Sports is sending Danny Cannell to Lincoln. Their pregame show.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm out on him.
I agree.
Sometimes I like him. Sometimes I like him. Sometimes I don't. Mm. I don't know. We're going to see.
I also just don't know anyone else on that crew. Didn't recognize him. One of the guys.
Who is it?
CBS Sports, like HQ. Whatever that is.
Oh, so that's the pregame show. I wonder where they're going to be at.
It said somewhere in the rail yard.
Oh, we need to bring some eggs down there. I think they are right, though. I mean, do you know the names?
No, I didn't see the names. I'm sure I could look it up. But all I know is one of the guys looked like, do you remember Emil Jefferson from Duke's national championship team?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like an older version of him. And I love my boy Emil. But
I'll have to check it out. Danny Cannell's all right, but I didn't know his nephew played for North Carolina State basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, no.
Because you don't have any athletic ability. No. But no, he's actually seems like an all right dude.
He had his moments. The guy that I think kind of flew too close to the sun there. I feel like he had a moment like 10 years ago, like, oh yeah, Danny Cannell's kind of up and comer. But then I don't remember what happened. Yeah. Kind of feel like he fell from grace and like got passed by like David Pollock.
Yeah. But you know who's pretty sweet though?
Who's that?
I thought Greg Olson.
Greg's good.
Yeah.
He's legit.
And Greg, I know you're not listening. I'm going to run into Greg in Charlotte and I'm going to say, listen, man, I met you in Chicago airport when you got drafted by the Bears. He was cool. And I forgive you for that rap that you did, the seventh floor crew. and he has the best quote, man. It's like him and Luke Kuechly and all these dudes are coaching their eighth grade sons. He said, listen, it ain't no other way. The hard way is going to work. It's going to make it. Otherwise, Greg, get after it, man. They run his own blitzes and everything in eighth grade football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Teach him young. Educate him.
But if you ever want to get Greg to walk away, just mention that rap. I'm going to say, man, you got good flow.
I would know.
Yeah.
If you tell him.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the times, man. We didn't have a tape recorder, Greg. Glad you could take that baton, my brother. Anyways, another good show. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Lighthouse is up next. Stay tuned. We're out of here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.